from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast this morning along with Seth Payne. Just a reminder for today, because it is ongoing right now. If you are still one of the ones in need of ice, water, a little food, disaster relief items, you can hit up 501 Crawford Street outside of Minute Maid Park, baby. That's where they're at. You've got Chick-fil-A, Houston Food Bank, and the Red Cross out there providing those items to continue to help those in need. Shout out to the Astros and the Astros Foundation for making that happen. Also, the Houston Rockets very much involved along with Toyota Center. Rocket President of Business Operations Gretchen Shear, along with Harris County Commissioner Rodney Ellis and various Rocket legends. They are lining cars up right now as we speak. 9 o'clock is when it began. Cars lining up at the intersection of Polk and La Branch. They've got supplies for you in case you need them. And I know many, many people do. I've said this before too, Seth. A lot of the people that are in still need, and not all, but a lot of the people that are still in need of some of these supplies, they're kind of out and about in the suburban areas. I know maybe gas in those areas is a little scarce, and, you know, long wait times to refill generators and cars and stuff like that. Drive into town because it is a different world, and you can also get maybe some supplies that you can take back home as well. To help you and your family through the rest of this week and into the weekend before you get power restored, hopefully, all of you, this weekend.
One of our listeners just sent this to us during the break. In case you were looking at Sports Illustrated and this headline got you distraught, mm-hmm. Just know that it's probably a typo, but on SI right now, headline: Houston Texans rank lowly in updated NBA power rankings following free agency. And it's got a picture of Şengün and Jalen Green on the bench. So my plan to play Şengün at center for the Texans, it doesn't seem to be probably. It looks like it's frowned upon by Sports Illustrated at this point. We'll keep you updated on it. I was like, looks like I wrote the headline. Me with my messing names up all the time. It's been up for like 45 minutes. It's still up there. The AI writers at SI have not yet figured out that they screwed up by calling the Rockets the Texans.
Yeah, man, get it together, SI. Let's fix that, huh? I asked this question. I already know the answer to it, but apparently there are detractors. There are conversations being had, and I think it would be mind-numbing for me to be a part of said conversations. I have not heard, I have not seen, read anything that has ever made a good point about why the Texans should not bring J.J. Watt back. Obviously, that was big news again this week because of the Twitter picture that J.J. had put out of him looking all kinds of sculpted on Twitter.
Yeah, looking very much like he could play football, like right this moment. Compared to last year where he had kind of just been, you know, messing around in hotel gyms and stuff
play
and not working out.
Football or auditioning for an Abercrombie & Fitch model. Like, I don't know. Like, but certainly great.
I've had quite a few people come at me with counter arguments to it, and some of them have some good validity to it, because there would be some things where it wouldn't necessarily be a good idea. But part of it got me thinking about it, was when the Texans signed Jerry Hughes, I was kind of going around looking for some Jerry Hughes information, and I ran across this old interview of Will Anderson on the Green Light podcast from last year's training camp. But Chris Long, the host, asked Will about Jerry Hughes. And this is what Will Anderson said about what a great influence Jerry Hughes had been for him at the time.
Yeah, it's been great. Like, Jerry probably doesn't even know, like, even though I ask him questions here and there, I literally watch everything Jerry does, from the way he warms up to the way he takes the field. I watch all his reps. I watch when he comes off the field. I watch when he has a break, everything. And he's constantly, with the thing that, like, separates him from everybody else, he's constantly working his craft. Yep. If it's on break, he's doing hands. He's doing, like, tight toe turns and everything like that. He's, like, just everything. And for me, just watching that, I said, that's how you stay in the league this long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He practices like he's still a rookie. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I respect about him so much. Like, you know, people joke a lot saying, like, take this day off, take that day off. He's like, no. You know what I'm saying? At this age, he still has that drive, everything. And he pours so much back into all the guys in the room. Like, he'll say, Coach, can you stop the tape? Will, you could have did this, you could have did that, and I'm just with my notepad writing it all down.
So, like, obviously, that's one really good influence to have on Will Anderson, is having Jerry Hughes there.
Yeah.
It's not like it's cool, because Will Anderson is not the kind of rookie that needs older guys around to tell him to, like, hey, sit up straight and actually pay attention. What are you doing? You know, like, Will doesn't need any guidance in terms of working hard. He's already got all of that. It's the actual technical stuff, the advice, the all of the football stuff and the rehab stuff, like all of that stuff. They are great resources for them.
Yeah.
For Will and those other young guys. And they've got, I mean, at this point now, with Jerry Hughes is going to be 36 years old, Mario Edwards is going to be in his 30s. Daniil Hunter is going to turn 31 or 30 this year. They've got, and I'm leaving
Danico Autry.
Oh yeah, Danico Autry's 33.
Yeah,
like, they've got some old heads in there to give him to give Will a lot of advice, as well as the younger guys. So I think that's something that D'Amico wants. But, like, one of the objections that people have told me, at least, and it's not, like, by far the majority of Texans fans are gung-ho about JJ coming back. But the thing I hear most commonly is, like, look, he's been injured a lot. Like he's 35 years old and he's been injured a lot. Is that what you want to sign and bring in? That's not much of an argument in my mind, for a couple reasons. And one is that I don't think that JJ himself is probably thinking of going an entire season. He might be. But I think, like, my suspicion is that it would be midway through the season. And then after that, just with all of those other names we just mentioned, that they rotate their defensive linemen. And, like, right now you already have a group where if one guy goes down, you should have more depth and more rushers off the edge and on the inside than you had at any point last year. So I think the downside of JJ coming back is, A, he wouldn't, like, if you're worried about injury, he's not going to be playing nearly as much. And B, it's not like he's going to be, like, the one key thing that the Texans need to win a Super Bowl.
I wanted to say this because you reminded me of it now, in that if you're asking yourself the question, you know, and we don't know, is JJ considering playing all season? I don't know why I haven't considered that personally, because when we talked about that earlier this week, I've been pretty adamant about when I think JJ is going to come back, because I think if the Texans are good, he is going to come back, and I think it's going to be in and around the final month, possibly month and a half of the season. I told you, that's something that JJ's never done. Every year that JJ's played in the NFL, he's experienced a training camp. He's started the season, even if he's been hurt and he's had his season cut short. In some cases, he's been able to come back from injury, did it multiple times as a Houston Texan. Why would he, at the age of 35, think that And why would we think that such a habitual, you know, person, somebody that's so regimented, so, you know, routine based, change something up, do something completely different, have to ramp up, you know, during like mid, way late in the season, just to preserve the body? Like, JJ, you're telling me we don't think JJ thinks he can make it through a whole NFL season? Well, you know what? I think I do, because I also think that JJ Watt understands that he's not going to be asked to play 90 to 100% of snaps. He's going to be asked to play, you know, probably somewhere between 20, 25% of snaps or something in that regard. So why aren't we more seriously considering that as a possibility is what where my mind went right now.
I guess the other part of it then, that's where this comes in, is look, there's a salary subject, you know, like, and nobody knows exactly how much JJ would expect to be compensated. And the Texans, I don't know if they've thought about it or not, but at some point, it is professional football, and he's going to have to sign a contract. And I think if I'm the Texans and I'm looking at it, realistically, I'm going to be like Joe Shane from the Giants, and the way he was thinking about it with Saquon Barkley is, realistically, I got to look at it and say, are we going to pay a good chunk of money for a guy to come on and take up a roster spot when he's 35 years old and he's had a bunch of injuries? And do we expect him to last the entire season versus, all right, I feel a lot better. Like, if I were Nick Caserio, I would feel a lot better about the prospects of him coming in and playing the last third of the regular season and then making it into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then financially, that makes a lot more sense, too. Because at some point, you know, we just listed, they've got four or five defensive linemen who are all in their 30s or are turning 30 this year. One of those guys is going to get injured most likely along the way.
Yeah.
And at that point, it makes sense at some point midway through the season that you might be in the market for signing a new guy. And JJ has the benefit of not having played the first half of the season. That's the contract thing is a thing nobody wants to talk about. And I get it. I understand why I don't want to talk about it. But, like, let's say, just hypothetically, let's say if JJ was, like, demanding a $25 million a year contract, does that change your opinion about whether JJ should come back to the Texans or not?
No. I mean...
What?
Well...
So, like, 1 year, $25 million, you'd be cool with it.
If the Texans were cool with it, because at no point over the course of the last year and a half that the Texans... have stopped pretending and lying to everybody that they were trying to win football games. When they hired DeMeco Ryans, when they got the quarterback and they got the cornerstone on defense and Will Anderson, and they had this offseason, and for the second straight offseason, really had the best in the NFL, and they become a serious organization. In no way, shape, or form has Nick Caserio been, you know, willy-nilly with money. And so if there was a way to make it work, and it was, we know he's sound of judgment and sound of mind. If he said, yes, this is possible, we just move money around and maybe defer or whatever. Sure, go ahead. It's not my money. I'll pull the whole Adam Spillane card out. Like, I don't care. It's not my money. Go ahead. If you can make it work and this is the year that you're supposed to be going and trying to win a Super Bowl, and JJ, you believe he's worth $25 million to do that? Sure.
Yeah, okay, but listen, every GM makes mistakes. And, like, really, just because you like Nick Caserio doesn't mean that every decision that Nick Caserio makes is the good one or the right one or ends up working out. I said $25 million because I thought that was an extreme example. Like, yeah. I don't think that's what he expects to make on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
I don't think it would happen at $25 million. I don't think that's what JJ would expect, and I don't think that's what the Texans would be willing to give.
I agree, but I was just playing the game. Like, you know,
yeah, it is something, though, that I think comes up. It's something that might hold things up a little bit. Whatever Jerry Hughes is making, I didn't see the reported contract number or whatever. The Texans are obviously happy with that. And I would be surprised if it had gotten to the point with the Texans where they've even discussed numbers with JJ. You know, I think they've probably just kind of joked about it with him at times themselves. But I'll have to go back and look at, like, Ndamukong Suh's contract when he went back to the Eagles.
Yeah.
And everything else.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Since I interjected his name, Adam Spillane is in studio right now with John Lopez in the loop coming up at 10 o'clock. I just mentioned you because I went ahead and pulled that card. It's not my money. You know, that's one of your favorite sayings. How much is too much for the Texans to spend on a potential J.J. Watt reunion?
I don't really think it really matters. I mean, it's not like it cuts into your cap for next year. So whatever he wants, whatever you can fit under the cap, there you go.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but it does, though. It like everything cuts into every year because you can roll over cap. But also, like, you've got to have cap space. You got to have cap space to handle injuries and, like, in-season acquisitions and all of that. And without having to unduly push stuff off into the future. So it's not like, Adam, you're not one of these, the salary cap doesn't exist guys, are you?
No, I'm okay, not Mickey Loomis over here.
I just have started recently wondering, okay, yeah, what is the actual dollar amount? Like, what would the Texans be comfortable spending on J.J. Watt? Because I don't think it's whatever price he demands. I think there probably is a number they have in mind.
J-Lo, what do you think? Is there a number that would make you feel uncomfortable, that would be kind of like awkward?
I actually don't think, and Seth might disagree with me on this. Everybody wants to get paid, and one more check, it's always good. It's money that you can't really make anywhere else.
Yeah.
I actually don't think that J.J. Watt is going to, like, negotiate too hard. Like, I think it's going to be like, hey, does this sound right? Cool, let's go. You know, it's not going to be like $27 million or something like that. I mean, I just don't feel
it's
that
not
going to
be like the Roger Clemens situation
that's
back in the day,
why,
right?
Yeah, that's not the why, as people like to say.
Yeah,
I think
his
why is different.
That's what we think. That's what I assume too.
Yeah,
but you never know. It's a potential. It's a potential roadblock to them signing J.J. Watt. Like on either side, maybe J.J. has like very reasonable demands, but the Texans are like, nah, you're coming back at minimum or nothing. This is for love of the game, J.J.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a Clemens situation where where J.J.'s like, yeah, I want this much money, and I'm only going to go to road games that are on the East Coast in this time zone. You know, you have all these little things that he's requesting for the organization. Now, I think he's in. I told you, it's ultimately about the ring, and he wants the ring with the Texans. And if financially they can make it work and make it fair and make it not silly, for better or worse, I do think he's going to be all in for that, Seth. Hey, fun week this week, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, good job filling in with no power, no food. You haven't eaten in 3 days. Yeah, you're basically destitute. And
shower? That's another story.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
It was within the context of being a sports radio host, it was a heroic effort. Actual heroism, but a heroic effort by you in your role.
On our level. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Have a good week, man. We'll definitely catch up with you. For Seth Payne, I'm Sean Bajani. You are listening to KILT, KILT FM HD2, an Odyssey station.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.